It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm David First. A new study shows exposure to deadly urban heat has tripled worldwide since the 1980s. As WNYC's Jacqueline Jeffrey-Walensky reports, climate change is also worsening extreme heat in New York City, but not everyone feels it equally.
It's just me and the birds when I pull up outside Maria Sola Community Green Space in Mott Haven. But as soon as I step through the gate on this midsummer day, it's a hive of activity.
Is everything good over there, Octavia?
How'd you do that?
We put it in the window.
Dr. Melissa Barber is co-founder of South Bronx Unite, a community group that advocates for environmental justice and public health causes. She's handing out marching orders to volunteers who've strapped white plastic sensors to their car's passenger windows.
So good morning, everybody. Thank you so much for being here. So as you guys know, you in the first shift, 6 to 7, you guys have your ride.
Their mission is to drive slowly through parts of Manhattan and the Bronx, clocking temperatures as they go. It's part of a nationwide project by community groups and the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration to map urban heat islands. That's the term for areas where dense buildings, lots of concrete, and little tree cover make life feel extra hot in the summer.
On the next street, which is Claremont Parkway, we're going to turn left.
For the first trip of the day, I'm riding along with Dr. Barber's uncle Calvin, a cab driver, alongside science teacher and NASA researcher Alejandro Mundo. Our car is winding around Crotona Park in the Bronx and down 3rd Avenue.
Which is here, so we will turn left.
The streets start out tree-lined with lots of shade. The air feels fresh and cool. But as we travel south, the trees become sparser, leaving wide stretches of pavement exposed to the rising sun. Even within an urban heat island like New York City, heat is not distributed equally. Studies show that poorer neighborhoods and areas with more residents of color experience hotter temperatures in the summer. Dr. Barber says that's because these places tend to be densely packed and lack green space.
We've been neglected in terms of many of the structures and infrastructures that need to be in place to kind of buffer heat.
Extreme heat can be dangerous, especially for seniors, children, those with chronic medical conditions, pregnant people, and anyone who works outside. Over the last decade, heat stress has killed about 10 New Yorkers each year. And a city report found that Black New Yorkers died at twice the rate of white New Yorkers. After the first round of heat mapping, I head over to Harlem and catch up with another project organizer, NASA remote sensing specialist, Dr. Christian Branian.
Nice to meet you,
Christian.
Jacqueline. Hi.
Nice to meet you.
He's moving a sign-up table into the shade and stocking it with snacks and bottled water for volunteers.
We're actually feeling the urban heat island right now, right as we walk over here. It's that much hotter just as we walk towards the car from the shaded area. And now we're like in the shade and we feel so much better, right? It feels 1,000 times better than it did just over there, right?
Branian says mapping can help scientists learn more about how vegetation and building materials affect our experience of heat and about how to keep people safe.
And with that information, hopefully we can create more equitable health outcomes around heat.
I've got one last mapping voyage today, launching from a busy street corner in Harlem. It's mid-afternoon, the sun is beating down, and trees are few and far between. I'm feeling the heat, and so is the driver, Fatou Diop.
Yeah, how does it feel right now?
Warm.
Diop and her co-pilot, Liz McMillan, have spent their fair share of summers in the city. As we inch through afternoon traffic with the sensor jutting out from the car window, they say they can feel the neighborhood-by-neighborhood differences firsthand.
I was at Madison Square Park today, and you can feel the breeze. Sometimes up here in Harlem, it's like stagnant air. So you're getting all the heat that's coming off the ground, all the heat that's bouncing off the buildings. It's almost like it sucked the air out of the air.
Organizers plan to map out which areas are the hottest on a given day and publish the results online. They hope city government and community groups will use the maps to guide future construction of cooling centers, green spaces, and accessible waterfronts.
This block? This block here, 141st. Because we're going back over to Convent and then the last stop. Yay!
Diop and McMillan aren't done though. They'll get some coffee, stretch their legs. Then, as the sun sets, they'll get back in the car for one last, hopefully cooler, lap.
Thank you so much. Drive safe.
Thank you.
Have a good one. And stay cool.
Yeah, you too. Hydrate.
Jacqueline Jeffrey-Walensky, WNYC News.